Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and good evening. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am so delighted this evening to be a part of our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour in the name of Jesus. I give God all praise and glory tonight. I give him reverence. He is my life. I just thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to just lift his name up. I just thank God for each one of you on tonight. We're going to get ready now to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order. Tonight we have a host prophetess tonight, Prophetess Lisa Harris from St. Louis, Missouri. But I'm going to get started with our devotion, and maybe she'll be back in just a few minutes. Hallelujah. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer tonight. Praise God. We're going to get ready to hear our song, and then we're going to go right into the scripture and the prayer. Amen. Let me see.
You have the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture reading tonight will be coming from Psalms 21. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, for thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asks life of thee, and thou givest him even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance, for the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercies of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies, thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. The few shall thou destroy from the earth, and thy seed from among the children of men, for they intend evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device without which they are not able to perform. Be thou exalted, O Lord. I have just read you from Psalms 21, from the first verse down to the 13th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Lord, we come before you tonight, Lord, humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come if we've offended anyone, Lord, if we hurt anyone, if we caused anyone to stumble, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come now asking you now, Lord, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit.
Yes, Father.
If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now. We ask you tonight, Father, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, and a sound mind on today, Father. Lord, I come tonight, Lord, lifting up in the name of Jesus our praise and our prayer and our prophecy hour, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, that everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to cover them right now in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels tonight, Lord, all around us, Lord, to protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now, Lord, asking you tonight to lay my will down tonight. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to let me decrease increase 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%, that you get all the glory, that you, Lord, get all the praise on tonight. Father, I just thank you right now for everyone in Radio Land and everyone that's on our radio broadcast tonight. In the name of Jesus, bless the host on tonight. In the name of Jesus, and cover her right now. In the shed blood of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, I seek over just to speak over on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, use her tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking your Holy Ghost to stand strong in her. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you for a rhema word. I thank you for a prophetic word. I thank you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise and we give you glory. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And we just give God praise on tonight.
Amen.
And we just thank him tonight.
Hallelujah.
On tonight, we have our special guest and host on tonight for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. It's Prophetess Lisa Harris from St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to get ready to turn it over to her on tonight. And we just give God praise. We just praising God for every good and perfect gift come from the Lord. Hallelujah. Here is our host on tonight, Minister and Prophetess Lisa Harris. Amen.
Amen. Well, good evening, everyone out in Radio Land. Good evening, and God bless you, Apostle Deborah Dean. Thank you so much for inviting me to this opportunity.
Yes, you are. Amen. Praise God.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I just said praise God.
Oh, amen. I am so excited. Just to be a part of the ministry of end time men and women of war. I've been a part of the ministry almost 2 years now, and I thank God that you just took me under your wing, and I thank God that it's a national as well as an international and global ministry that we can connect via telephone and e-bites. And we can get together on one accord in unity and brotherly love and in the power of the Holy Ghost by the will of our God, Jehovah. Amen. I'm just thankful and I'm so glad and so happy just to be a part of the ministry. And this is the praise, prayer, and prophecy prayer hour. And I'm asking that if anyone is tuned in, please feel free if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We would like to hear from you. Let us know how good God is. We as believers in this day and time, there are so many options that we have as far as belief and spirituality, and there is so much knowledge and information that we're being inundated with that, you know, and then troubling times can press you to say, well, this doesn't seem like it's working or that's not enough. And so we want to explore and experiment in different things. And, you know, that has its place because we should be knowledgeable about the world we live in. But we must understand there is only one God. Hallelujah. His name is Jehovah. Some call him Yahweh. He's Adonai, the holy God of Israel. He is God Almighty. He is one, and he is the Most High God. Besides him, there is no other. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jehovah God the Father sent his only Son. This is what the Word says, the good news of the gospel. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for the sins of the whole world, that because he didn't want anyone to perish. Amen. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we are that salvation is free and redemption is free, but it's not cheap. Amen.
Yes,
you need to
amen.
Know part of the household of faith. You are a privileged saint. You are privileged, and you have some benefits, and you're in a blood covenant that you ought to be excited about tonight. With all that being said, without delay, I'd like to just play a little bit of a song. And if anyone at this time want to give a praise report, do we have anyone with us yet?
Yes, it's time, but I can play some music and then we'll come back with it. You want me to play some music?
I did have something I wanted to play. If you can hear it, give it. I'll see if it'll play. It might not play. Yeah, if you have some, because I don't know if it's gonna play for me. Like it might
Let
not.
Let me see here.
The same time I'm on the. Okay.
I'm telling you, God is so good. I just want to testify. I just want to, this is my testimony song when I hear How I Love Jesus. I just thank and praise God on this evening. This is Apostle Deborah Dean, and I just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for this opportunity to say a word for the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're on this line, if you're on out in radio, man, if you listen to Prophetess Harris, then you're blessed. If you got ears to hear and eyes to see, You're blessed if you have a mouth to open up and praise God with. You're blessed, hallelujah. And I just think I don't count it and take it for granted that I'm here tonight. I don't take it for granted that God woke me up this morning because somebody went to bed last night that didn't wake up this morning. So I thank and praise God on today. I don't have a long testimony. God woke me up. He's been waking me up for 61 years. I thank him today. Hallelujah. Every day for 61 years, God wakes me up. So I thank and praise him. That's enough for me. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God, and I'm going to turn it right back in the hands of Prophetess Hurd. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Thank you for that powerful testimony, Apostle Deborah. I know that you have such a powerful testimony of some of the things and the miraculous things that God has done in and through your life and the miraculous ways that he showed up. Amen. And I'm a witness to those, some of those things we've experienced together in ministry. And I thank God for that. That's such a privileged life. I don't know what I would do without Jesus. My mother introduced me to Jesus and made me fall in love with my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer. He lives. She made me fall in love with him at the age of 5. Amen. I really, really took on and accepted Christ and was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just feel led to pray right now. Can we just have a moment of prayer? Amen.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, I just thank you, Lord, for another day of life, Father. We thank you. I thank you for everyone out there in Radio Land. I thank you for all the end time members of the end time men and women of war. Lord, I thank you for the body of Christ. Globally, oh God, all over the world, all over the universe. I was looking at NASA the other day, and it said that there's I was listening to a talk show, a Christian talk show, and one of the astronauts, forgive me for not remembering his name, but he talked about, I just heard a little synopsis of it, talking about the goodness of God. And I said, thank you, because I was just praying. I hope we have some believers that are astronauts, because that's wonderful to be up there and see different things that's going on in the world, Lord, and they can pray, oh God. And I pray that for everyone, Father God, that's exploring the world, whether it's in the deep, deep ocean, hallelujah, or it's up above the second and third heavens, oh God, wherever it is, there is a man, woman, boy, or girl with the spirit of the Ruach breath, hallelujah, that you breathe into Adam, hallelujah. I'm praying for all of humanity right now, oh God. Accept our prayers, one and united, oh God, on one accord, Lord God. I'm pleading the shed blood of Jesus, Lord God, that you would be pleased to save, oh God, that you would have mercy on us and forgive us for our faults and our foolishness, oh God. Forgive us that we forget how holy you are, oh God, how righteous you are, oh God, and that we are created in your image, and we have responsibility towards your kingdom. We have responsibility to give you praise and glory, no matter how powerful we are, oh God, no matter what our last name is, oh God, no matter how we look at where we come from, Father, we come from you, hallelujah, and we must return to you one day, oh God. And I'm praying, Lord, that as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. But Lord, I'm not just going to pray for my family, and I'm not just going to pray for end time men and women of war in our families, God. But I want to pray for people that don't have nobody to pray for them, Father. I want to pray that you will send somebody down the corridors of the hospital. Somebody on their bed of sickness, and raise them up, oh God, and let them know it's you, Father, that they will be a witness that you still, Jehovah Rapha, you're a healer. Hallelujah. I'm a witness, oh God, after I've lost everything, Lord. I want to thank you Hallelujah, for watching over me, God. And I pray that you will bless everybody that has blessed me. Anybody that said a prayer for me, gave me a drink of water while I'm down and out, God. Anyone who's opened their door to me, God. Anyone, oh God, who said an encouraging word, Father God. Anyone who has opened the door for me, hired me, gave me a job, an opportunity. I pray that you'll bless them right now, God. I pray that you'll send an anointing that will break the yoke of confusion within the church. I pray that you will send an anointing that would raise up the prophets and let them arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will envelop Apostle Deborah Deans and her husband, Lord God, and I pray that they will be encouraged in the name of Jesus, that they are doing what you want them to do, and you've got more for them to do, amen. And Lord, I pray that they will lack no good thing in the name of Jesus. Lift them up, oh God. Let their prayers come before you, Lord. They have a great big old family, and you bless them with many children and grandchildren and great this and great that. And I pray that you will bless them, God, as the matriarch and the patriarchs of their family, God. That you will bless them and bless their children real good, oh Lord. I thank you for all our spiritual leaders, Father, in the fivefold ministry, Father God. Let all the pastors, the preachers, the bishops, the evangelists, the teachers, oh God, and the prophets, Lord, be encouraged at this hour, God, because it's trials and tests coming upon us, Lord. But you are in a, have us in an unshakable kingdom, God. Help us to remember these things when we're tried, come what may, God. Help us to endure to the end in the name of Jesus. And it's one more prayer, Lord. I'm praying for the nation. Lord, I'm asking not only that you bless this United States of America, but I'm praying that this United States of America will once again bless you and sing hallows to your name and give you the praise and glory that only you deserve, God, because I'm sure, hallelujah, we can escape our hour of trial and judgment if we would bow down and turn from wicked ways. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Save
Jesus.
People all over the world. You hear a universal cry, as the minister said. You hear a universal cry, God. Lord, not just for sympathy. We want victory. Not just to survive. We want to thrive. We want the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violence taken back by home. So I plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, that we be built up in our most holy faith, oh God, that we will be not unafraid to share our testimony with the dying world, that there is a living Savior who wants to save us, hallelujah, all for eternity everlasting. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray and give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I want to ask any of the prophets or the ministers or apostles that may be on the line, do they have a prophetic a prayer or a prophetic word they want to share with anyone?
I do.
Amen.
This is Apostle Deans again, and I just want to share this. It's a spirit of offense that's loping around, and we have to be careful about the spirit of offense, because the spirit of offense, what it does is it comes to deceive you. It comes to make you have offense against people when it's not really an offense. It comes to make you think people are doing stuff to you, or and I know offense is like an attitude, but this spirit is like it tells you people don't care about you, and people holding stuff against you, and people trying to do this, and it's a distraction spirit. It's a spirit of offense, and we have to be really, really careful about this spirit, because it come right in, and it'll just make you think and distract you, and you be thinking people talking about you, and people don't want to do this, and she need to do this, and she's saying this, she thinking this. No, it's not. And it don't even be like that. But that's what we think. And believe me, I wouldn't tell you and know about this spirit of offense if I hadn't myself experienced it. And I did. I experienced it a few times to tell. I'm saying, why is all of this happening all the time? It's loping around the earth. It's in and out. And so be careful, because it'll distract you and keep you from your blessings. In order to get over the spirit of offense, you have to love people. You have to replace that thing with love, prayer, pray for the people, love them, you know, do what you can for them, and let it go. Whatever it is, you let it go. Whatever it is, you let it go and keep your eyes focused on the Lord. So that's the word that God has given me to pass on to you today. Amen.
Amen. That's an awesome word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. Because the word says that we ought to seek wisdom and knowledge with all we got. We have to be knowledgeable and understand the wiles of the enemy. Amen. And you know, Apostle Deborah, that's a great segue into the prophetic that God gave me. The word is love. The Lord, I was just meditating. Yeah, I was just meditating the other day and thinking about all the different things that you go through and how you can have a misunderstanding or how people can make mistakes and that it can bring an offense or cause something lost to someone else. And the only way, first of all, to stay in touch with God is through love. You got to love God.
That's right.
You have to love yourself, and you have to love your fellow man. That is the first commandment, the Shema. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the Lord told me that is the word. That's the word that rings out is love. Love helps us overcome offenses. It helps us forgive one another and give each other a little room and give each other the benefit of the doubt. We have so much information. We can see who you was and what you seemed like you was doing, and somebody can have you on viral. You go viral and have her half the conversation, and they make it sound the way it wants to, and have you all set up, and folks that'll do something to you, or you get ready to go do something to somebody else. But if you take time and let the Spirit of God, hallelujah, lead you in that wisdom and go the way of love, that beatitude, be in love with God and with each other. You'll make that devil flee right out of there, and that devil can't bring your house down. The devil won't be able to take your marriage. The devil won't be able to keep you from the right one you're supposed to be in love with and live your life with, the one who will pray for you, the one who will really fast for you, the one who can go all the way with you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when you're not at your best, they're not going to take you to the curb. What helps us have that type of fan power? It's love.
That's right.
God is love.
That's right.
Hey, God is love. The Bible says, how can you say you love me and you can't see God? How can you say you love God and you can't see God? God is a spirit and you don't love your fellow man.
That's right.
The Bible calls us a liar. Yeah, if you don't love your fellow man, the Bible says you're a liar.
Yes.
It's saying you love God and you don't love nobody. You don't love nobody?
Right.
Come on now. Not that if you're a believer, because we got to watch out for that spirit of Antichrist that's in the world. Yeah, Second John says, for many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Christ Jesus as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we work for, but that we may receive a full reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to pray for one another. It's not hard.
Right.
You know, you could be 2 seconds away, everything is fine, and you're praising God and in deep worship, and then here comes a trick. Here come a trap. Here come that devil.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you done clicked on somebody or you done did something out of the way. But what helps you stay straight? Love. You know, sometimes you say to yourself, you know what, I love this man, I love this, my sister or my brother so much, you know, I'm going to let them go and get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell them about themselves, and we're gonna have to address it, but I'm going to drop it after they know, don't do that no more. And I'm going to give that thing to God. You know, and sometimes we have to go and have a meeting with the Lord first, because that thing, you got to be careful, because sometimes you be ready and have yourself all ready and guns loaded, and it don't even be like you said. It don't even be what you thought it was, because it's a spirit of offense loping around trying to cause confusion amongst the brethren.
That's right. That's right.
And the brethren includes the sisters. So when I say brethren, I mean, all of us. Amen. Is there any more prophecies or praise reports at this time?
You know, I could play another song if you want me to.
Amen.
But you want me to play another song, prophetess?
Sure, that's fine. Praising God. Hallelujah. You know what, Apostle?
Fresh and sealed my heart, and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, waking the past so quietly in me. Thank you.
I choose to worship. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. To God be the glory. Is there anyone else who may have a praise report about the goodness of the Lord and how good God's been? I want to just thank God and give a praise report. I just want to thank God for another day of life. It's miraculous to me how God can do things. Because I've been in some situations, I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it through here. I don't know what to expect. You know, and God can just, I just want to encourage someone, if you just make yourself available to the Most High God. He's not asking you to go and make yourself perfect before you'll surrender your life to him. He'll take care of that. What he needs you to do is come to him. He's got all the answers. He's got the answer to your DNA problems. Well, I was born like this. I was born into this family. I was born like that. I can't help this, and I can't do that. God is not the God of case. He's the God of you can. Hallelujah. He's not asking you to do what you can't do. He want to show you what you can do in and through him in Christ. Amen. And I just want to thank God for being so merciful.
Yeah.
So loving and so kind. I mean, it's a treasure. I cannot, had millions and billions of dollars, I couldn't give and share with my loved ones fast enough. Because I know we know each other's stories and testimonies and some of the goals and the dreams and the visions, and I want to help fund that, not to give myself glory, but to give God glory and to motivate and to inspire others. That's how good God is. If I had that billions of dollars, I would try to be, I don't know who I call first. I don't know which check I would write first to try to help and send it out and share it without getting nobody hurt. Amen. Probably the first thing I would do is take care of security. Lord, surround us with holy warring angels to keep watch over us, to lead and guide us every step we take, oh God. I thank you. You've got it all covered while we're doing your work. I cannot tell anybody how precious it is. I know we say the good news of the gospel when we talk in evangelical terms, but I'm talking about this is ride or die, God. You think this is a guy who understands your Ebonics. This is a guy who understands your proper and King's English. This is a guy who understands your scribble scrap and your best days. He understands the times when you don't know how to articulate your situation. Yes. This is the God who created you and gave you a choice. He didn't make you a robot. You have a choice to choose him. And I'm telling you, you will not regret it. On your worst day, you're going to do better than the average person who does not believe there is a God. And that is not put anybody down, but I've got to put God up. I've got to lift him up and give him glory. He's been too good for me to sit on him. So I'll give a praise report.
Right.
Thank you, God, for one more day. I didn't know I would be here today to be on this broadcast. I didn't know I would live to see 48. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow in his hand. You want to rub shoulders, if you want to know somebody who's the head honcho and you like the one at the top of the show, I'm telling you, the CEO, his name is Jesus the Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, the Messiah. Hosanna, El Elyon. This is the guy, he's got his eye on the ball and he don't take it off. If you like to overwork and overdo, you can't stay awake longer than God. Amen.
Yes,
Oh, he's good. Ain't he good, Apostle?
Yes, he is.
I want to open it up. I don't want to take it all and keep it to myself. Anybody else want to give God some praise? Any praise reports or any prophetic word for this hour? Amen. Let me see you check on the time that the hour is going by. We have just a little time. I did want to just read scripture to you that's coming to me, since the theme for me is love. And it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, mm-hmm. but have not mm-hmm. love, I have become
All
a
right.
sounding voice. Or a clanging cymbal. Okay. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
That's right.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love
yes.
suffers long and is kind.
Yes,
love
is.
Does not
Hallelujah.
Envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. I just read for you 1 Corinthians. Chapter 13, I would just encourage you to meditate on that chapter. Meditate on that chapter, because in order to be able to change and transform, we have to meditate on those things that God requires of us. We have to read it in the Word, because it's not the Word is not just the Word of God, and the Holy Bible is not just a book. It's a living word. So when you read it, something happens to your spirit and your soul. Hallelujah. Even when I believe, Apostle Deborah, I believe that even when we're reading and we don't understand, God and God's Holy Spirit, He still moves in us to give us truth. And then that enlightenment may come later. He'll open up the understanding of our eyes. Amen.
That's right.
Well, at this time, I want to ask, are there any praise reports? Any testimonies?
I can testify again if you want. You know, God is so good. I'm just so thankful and grateful to God. He's just time after time, He opens doors. When I like the song was just saying, sometimes I be so broken. Sometimes I just be so discouraged and stuff, and I have to sit around, because God got me where I'm just not talking to people every day. Some days I go all day without talking to anyone but my husband and God.
Yeah.
And sometimes he just had me right there. I'm saying, Lord, my phone hasn't rung all day. My phone used to be off the hook all the time. I couldn't even turn my phone off because people was on it all the time. But now God had me just in a consecration mode or just by myself all the time. Even when I go out, I used to have Gigi or somebody with me, but God got me by myself. You know, not I'm just saying, not with people. And I just, you know, I because he wants me and him to talk, and he wants us to bond even more. So, you know, sometimes I thank God, and it's not always because, you know, I miss and love my family so much, but he didn't push them back from me. I don't even have, you know, family up on me like this. I'm like, Lord, I said, what's going on? I mean, I can't even talk to my children like I want to because all this deception and evil stuff is all in distractions and stuff. It's all in the way. But let me tell you something. I do know that God said when your mother and father forsake you, when your family forsake you, I'll take you up. So I know that God got me, hallelujah, in the palm of his hand, you know. And I just thank and praise God on today that I love my family. I love each one of you. I love my enemy. I love those that try to despise me and misuse me. I love those that say all men are evil against me. I love them. Hallelujah. And the way I got a chance to love them, I had to start praying for them. And once I started praying for them, it got down in my spirit, man. And I thank God today that I can love my neighbor, hallelujah, as I love myself. So I thank and praise God on today. It's all about love, hallelujah. Love lifted me, see. I know love lifted me up. I'm no Kaliasana. Love did it. And I thank and praise God today that if you don't love, hallelujah, if you don't have love in your heart, God can use you. You know, we can fool some of the people some of the time, but we cannot fool God. God is all love. In the name of Jesus. So I just want to encourage somebody on tonight. I didn't say that to do all this, but when the Holy Ghost catch on fire, ain't nothing you can do about it. But say what he say. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm so grateful tonight that I got love for my fellow man. I got love for my enemies. I got love for the ones that don't love me. I don't care what they don't do. Because it's not how God's going to judge me. I got to keep on loving them, whether they love me or not. Hallelujah. Yes. And so I thank God that he got it down in me. I just thank God tonight. I'm so grateful tonight. I'm so grateful tonight because I see it now. You know, it took me 61 years to see it now. I see it. I let it go. I see it. I don't care how people treat me. It's not how, that's not how God's going to judge me. He's going to judge me for how I treat the people. Hallelujah. Yes. Not how they treat me. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody going to stand for me but me. So I got to do it the right way. Hallelujah. I got to stand. And I got to love anyway. Hallelujah. I got to lay down and give up. Hallelujah. Even when I'm broken, I still got to praise God. Even when I'm hurting, I got to praise God on my bed. Still got to praise God and be grateful for life. Hallelujah. Let me get off of here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I just thank God on tonight. It get good. Hallelujah. It get good when you start talking about that love thing. Because, see, when you got love, ain't nothing you won't do for nobody. It's nothing. You'll be trying to do everything you can. Hallelujah. When you got love in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I thank God. You'll feed a stranger. You'll give them water. You'll take them in. Whatever you got to do when you got love down in your heart. Hallelujah. I give God praise on tonight. I give him praise. Hallelujah. You'll let him wear your clothes. You'll give him clothes. Whatever it is. Hallelujah. You'll do it for him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you got to have the love of God. Hallelujah. In your heart. See, my love won't do. Hallelujah. Not the love that I got. But when God's love. Hallelujah. When God's love do it.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. When God's love get all over you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, ain't nothing you won't do for nobody else. Hallelujah. But it's the love of God. It is the love of God that'll take you from here across the lake.
temptation, hallelujah, is God's will to make you stand up against the enemy, hallelujah. 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 It's the love of Christ that constrains us to do the right thing, to do the things that we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. It's the love of God that constrains us. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, you're coming, buddy. Listen, I got to get off of here, y'all. Oh, yeah, my Sunday, you'll come up. In the name of Jesus, something. It's just something about love. I tell you, it's something. Our God made love.
Word God just gave you, when we yield ourselves to the will of God, which He's not willing that anyone should perish, not just that we don't die, you know, if you don't get raptured in the end times when God Jesus returns, then you won't see that death. But most of us may die before Jesus comes back, but He doesn't want us to perish, meaning our souls, we give our bodies back, we're going to get new bodies. But we're going to keep our soul, our spirit of who we are, the essence of who we are that houses this body, that lives eternally. You will never die. You're an eternal spirit. And you have only two choices. You could either go to heaven with God. That means to live in God with His glory and His love and reap the rewards of a good life yielded to Christ. Or you can suffer, your soul can suffer eternally in damnation. And, and Christ, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, but it was Christ, God incarnate, born through the Virgin Mary. He not only healed, He not only loved, He not only showed conditional love and taught us the right way and the meaning of God's holy word and how that really looks. He showed us the power, the type of power that God put in us as humanity, what we possess. But you don't want to abuse and misuse that power that you have because it belongs to God. You belong to God. And He created us to be a relationship and fellowship with Him. And I think everyone knows that without love, without decency for your fellow man and goodwill towards one another, not very much can get done. There's not going to be very much peace. There's not going to be a lot done. But the power of love. When I think of God, I think about the power of love that a parent has for their own child. A father for a son and a mother for her, the father and mother for their children. And God really loves us. We serve Christ. He wouldn't come down off the cross. He could have. He could have called in a legion of angels and ended the world right then. But He said, no, I got something to do. I'm not coming down off the cross until it is finished. And I'm so glad that He didn't come down, Apostle Deborah, because I'm trying to stay on my watch. Not because I'm trying to be a good Christian, but because God's been so good to me.
Yeah,
I can't do enough. And every time I think, oh, God, I done messed up again, I done failed again, and I want so badly to please You because zeal for Your house of prayer has eaten me up. Hallelujah. But thank God forgives you and picks you up. Like you said, it was love that lifted me. I want to tell this quick testimony about a friend of mine, a young man that I knew years ago, and I had just went, this has been, this last several years, has been a hard trial. I lost everything, and I was just in the midst of trouble, and he just happened to contact me. He came by and stopped by, and he was almost like the angel of the Lord, and he's just been there just kind of checking on me. And you just tell me about the power of love. I didn't know the man cared that much for me. And I was all by myself, a woman, just a little black woman, lost everything. The last thing I needed to do was lose everything because I don't have parents. I really don't. My family's been good to me, but I don't have a lot of people to fall back on who can hold me up like that. And I'm not trying to live like that. I didn't even tell nobody. I was just trusting God. I told very few people the dire straits I was in before I lost my house and my car, and not because I was being irresponsible, but because, you know, I know everybody has their own weight to carry, and I try my best to carry my own cross. But somehow God orchestrated that, and the man showed unconditional love, and he inconvenienced his life to help me have somewhere to stay, to help me feed me, and I ain't have no money. You know, and I'm just telling you about the power of love between friends, and Jesus is a friend to the friendless. Amen.
Yes, he is.
God is so powerful. When you yield your life to him, he can raise up anybody. You can think that you are by yourself, and you don't have to have no family, and they'll come from somewhere. He'll get somebody up from the other side of the world to come and deliver you. So to give your life to God is not in vain. Well, that's pretty much ending our prayer prophetic hour. Apostle Deborah, did you want to say some words?
Is there any other testimonies before we close out? We're going to get ready to close out. Okay. Well, we can get ready to close out.
Amen.
I just thank and praise God for the host tonight, Prophetess Harris from St. Louis, Missouri. And the God blessed her to do a fine job on tonight. You know, you just have to yield to the Holy Ghost. I just thank God for the turnout that we have. You know, not many people say a lot on our radio broadcast, but it's okay because it's God. It's not about me. It's not about you, but it's all about the Father. And I just thank and praise God on this evening. So, Prophetess Harris, you can close out tonight, and she's going to come back on Sunday and bring the word for Sunday. Amen.
Amen. It's I wanted to give a shout out to a gentleman I really care for so much that he helped me, my brother and my friend, not my brother, but my friend, very, very dear friend, Mr. Willie D. Adams, Jr. If you happen to be on the show, I just want to thank you and pray God strengthen you and build you up and bless you and your family. And
amen.
I want to shout out to all of my brothers and sisters in End Time Men and Women of War, and all to you all in Radio Land. Thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast. Please join us again. I'll just end with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, God, Lord, for another day of life. Thank you for this broadcast. I pray that someone be encouraged and inspired. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus that we go from this place and go to do your work. Please empower us and fill us with a fresh and filling of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Protect, lead, and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You all have a good rest of the evening. God bless you. And we'll be right back on here Friday, tomorrow night, for our Bible class. And I'm going to be teaching on the apostolic impartation and the prophetic activation on tomorrow night. So God bless you and have a good night. Amen.
Amen. God bless.